I want to know that I have someone who's an expert in each one of those particular knowledge areas. But that's not good enough, right? Because that person, and a great example of this is somebody who's brought on a board with cybersecurity knowledge, and they're brought there for specifically that reason. Nobody else on the board commonly can challenge that person and what they propose, what outcomes they've come to. So you have this bubble of decision-making in one area. I look for coverage and balance in this, which is, okay, I have the expert now, but who else on the board has some level of knowledge or expertise in this? There may not be a subject matter expert, but if that person that's leading that committee or that technology and cybersecurity committee has someone else that has some level of knowledge, can challenge them, now you're having a deliberation and a debate, right? It's not just someone says it, we all nod our heads because we don't have experience in that space, right? That's the coverage and balance type of view. And those three components, that creates the depth of the board, by the way. So we said your vertical component creates your expertise, that's your sphere of influence. The horizontal component is your planes of congruence, that creates your character. And then your coverage and balance that I just mentioned creates the depth of the board. If you can get those three areas balanced in some way, these boards are absolutely unstoppable, and the value they bring to the organization is incredible. And they're very easy to implement. You just have to have a plan for it. This is what the book goes through, that repeatable roadmap of how to do that.
This is fantastic. I hadn't considered having a marketing expert on the board that I've been a part of. Boards I've been a part of that hasn't been a consideration. But being based on the discussion that we've had, that's not only a no-brainer, that's a absolutely must-have to have someone. I mean, it's skills of talking to the public, if nothing else. Like, how do you get your message out there?
And remember, marketing isn't solely just someone who's creating ads, right? What I'm saying with marketing is that marketing person can even educate the individual board members on what the programs are the program committee came up with, how they're being packaged for development, and then how you as a board director can talk about it, right? Even talking about something is marketing. And these are amazing gaps on nonprofits. You know, nonprofits at their heart, they are still, this is true of every organization. I believe every organization, Travis, is truly at its core. They're a technology and a marketing organization, period. If you're missing those components, it's almost impossible to stay in business today. You have components of those two areas in everything that's done.